Wednesday News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump's immunity claims case goes before the U.S. Supreme Court for arguments on Thursday. Trump claims that he cannot face prosecution for anything done while in the Oval Office if he's not first impeached by the House and convicted by the Senate. Trump's attorneys will argue before the court that the former president should not face criminal charges for alleged election interference. A new indictment is filed against alleged fake electors for Donald Trump in Arizona.
Justice demands an answer to the efforts that the defendants and other unindicted co-conspirators allegedly took to undermine the will of Arizona's voters during the 2020 presidential election.
Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, in a video posted on X several weeks after the election, the 11 people got together and dubbed themselves to be the real Arizona electors and pledged that all 11 of their votes went to Donald Trump. Among those facing charges is Kelly Ward, who served as chair of the Arizona GOP during the 2020 election. The Speaker of the House is joined by fellow Republican politicians at Columbia University amidst tense protests there. On Wednesday, Speaker Mike Johnson said college students should not be forced to live in fear because of pro-Palestine protest groups and called on the university's president to be held accountable.
And calling on President Shafiq to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos.
The demonstrators are demanding the Biden administration pull its support back for Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza due to reports of Palestinian suffering. The U.S. government is already poised, though, to send another round of more than $20 billion in foreign aid to Israel as the conflict with Hamas continues. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
TikTok is reacting after President Biden signed a bill into law Wednesday that sets the stage for banning the social media platform if its Chinese parent company doesn't sell it. USA's John Schaefer has the reaction.
TikTok announced plans to take legal action to prevent new U.S. legislation that might result in its ban.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident that we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side.
In a video posted on TikTok, CEO Hsiao Chu described the bill's passage as obviously disappointing but not defining. TikTok has successfully challenged laws in the past, including blocking a Montana law that sought to ban it statewide.
The national average price for a gallon of gas remains unchanged. According to AAA, the average cost for a gallon of regular gas still stands at $3.66 across the country. It's consistent with last week's price, but it's 13 cents higher than it was 1 month ago. A new report can help determine if you're still earning enough to be considered middle class. Smart Asset, a financial site, analyzed data from the U.S. Census Bureau and the Pew Research Center to establish the middle class salary range in all 50 states. Nationally, the middle class salary range is roughly $50,000 to $150,000. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.